Hey there, Freedom Seeker. Welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm excited to have you here on this day after Thanksgiving, this Black Friday day. Oh my goodness, I don't do anything for Black Friday anymore. It's just too crazy online shopping for me. Of course, there is Black Friday sales to be had online as well, so that's all good. And speaking of Black Friday, I'm not leaving you guys hanging. I've got a really transformative solution for you. I know that many of you listening to this are either in the beginning stages or you've been at it for a little while, but it's more been like a hobby. It's not really taking off. Maybe you're still working a full-time job. You're getting frustrated. You're frustrated that things aren't moving faster. Maybe you're lacking clarity and you're trying, you're listening to the podcast, you're watching things on YouTube, and you're just thinking, like, I feel like I'm learning so much, but I'm not taking action and I don't know what action to take. And that's why I offer what's called a mapping session. So in 90 minutes, we will map out your four ones. Okay, you will know who you're targeting, what problem you're solving, a framework for your product ladder, and what platform you're going to do all of this on. Think of it like a business plan. Okay, this is a great way to kick it off for next year because you walk away with clarity and a step-by-step, like what's your next few steps that you can start taking action on right now to see things start to come together. This is so powerful. This is something that I don't think anybody else is offering. And the best part is it's custom to you. I get to know you. And in that 90 minutes, I will help you decide on how you're going to monetize your expertise using my four pillar framework. It is truly literal gold for you. It will solve all the problems you're dealing with, which is exciting. I wish there was somebody who would have just, like I've said this before, I wish there was somebody who would have just sat me down and said, Lindsay, this is what you need. Just do these things. It would have made my life so much easier. Certainly this process a lot faster. But you will definitely come out of this ahead. Anyway, the point is this. I normally charge $500 for these because obviously it's like a full business plan. I also type out all the notes, and you know exactly what steps you need to take to get going. So for Black Friday, I'm offering this at 50%, $250, 90 minutes, and you can book it now. You could take advantage of this sale and then schedule it for January. Like if you're just like, I want to do this, but I really don't want to start till January, that's fine. You can schedule it anytime once you buy it. So think of it like a gift card, so to speak. All right. Anyhow, that's what I'm offering you, and I'd love to connect with you there. So look for the link in the description because I've got a product link for you to check out and get that in your toolbox. Get ready to launch. Launch your business. All right. Let's get into it today as we're talking about how to create a system that drives traffic to your community.
Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram.
Anyway, I am curious, what dish do you have on Thanksgiving Day that you don't have any other time of year? I asked this on Facebook, so please feel free to follow me over there because I'd love to engage with you. Just have fun and get to know all of the listeners. For me, it's carrots and rutabagas. This is a dish you've probably never heard of unless you're maybe Canadian. I don't know if it's a Canadian thing, but it was my husband's family's tradition. You just steam up carrots and rutabagas, mash them together, just like mashed potatoes, you know, with butter. It's basically the same thing. It's not bad. It's just funny because we only ever have it on Thanksgiving Day. Never any other time of year. Anywho, today we are going to dig into how to build a system around driving traffic to your community. This is really important because some of the things I've done and seen and was told in the beginning is, you know, you've got to hustle. You've got to constantly be out there basically spamming other groups to get people into your group. I see it all the time, you know, where people will post in a group and then someone else comes along and literally comments on everything, invites everybody to the group. To me, that is so hustle culture. And it's just not what I want to be doing. I don't want you to be doing that either. And it's exhausting. I've done it. I've done that thing. And I've gotten people in my group. But you're spending so much energy to get people in your group that now you got to spend all the energy to keep them engaged. I'm so excited that we're doing this series this week about groups because this will set you up for success. It is easy to burn out on Facebook groups if it's not working. If it's not working to get people in there. Now, it's different if you are going to run a challenge. Yesterday, we talked about gamifying it, and some of the best groups I'd been in had been pop-up groups that there was like a challenge or a five-day training on a certain subject or whatever. And that is a moment to hustle. Absolutely. If you're going to be doing something, you got a big push for a product you're launching or whatever, that's a live launch. And absolutely hustle, okay? But do it with integrity. Like, invite people with an honesty. You know, here's what I'm doing. Would you like to join? Rather than just, hey, inviting everybody on a comment, you know, in a comment that wasn't even on a post related to what you're doing in some cases is what I see. Okay, but regardless of that, what we really want is to build a system that drives consistent traffic. You don't need 100 people a day signing up to your group. I mean, that would be great. That is fantastic if you get that. So not saying don't do that. All I'm saying is you don't need that. You can have consistent growth when you automate some of your processes. So what we've talked about in the past is having a lead magnet. Is it a mini course? Is it a PDF? It doesn't really matter. There's lots of episodes that we've done specific to lead magnets, high converting lead magnets, and so on. Add into your process that after they get the lead magnet, they get a bonus or an invitation to join you in your community. This is the way you can really streamline your process. Every single person that gets access to your lead magnet, and when you have a high converting lead magnet, that makes it so much easier. Because then you've got people signing up for it almost automatically, or if you want to put some money into your funnel, you're just promoting the lead magnet, okay? And then once they get into that, they get invited to your community, and then you've got them in your email and in your nurture space. Win-win, right? That's what you want. So systematize this process so that you are not having to hustle to try to beg people to join your group. That's no fun. And that's not who we're not here to be those kinds of people. So then that's one way to go about it. Another question for you is, do you have your own podcast? And are you inviting your guests? So here was a gap that I had. It never dawned on me to invite my guests to my group. Don't ask me why, but I'm sharing this with you because this is exactly the things that keep us stuck. I could look at somebody else's business and it would stick out to me like a sore thumb. But for some reason, when it comes to my own, it's easy for all of us to have gaps, for us to all have moments where we're not doing the obvious. And it's just not obvious to us in that moment. And one of those is inviting guests to your group. In fact, here's an idea. Have you considered starting a podcast where you feature people who are your ideal client and you invite all of them to your group, your community? What about that idea? Here's what I want you to take away from this episode. Think about your process and how are you or can you build consistency in inviting people to your group? We don't want to have that hustle culture, but we don't want it to go dormant either. So the best thing you can do is build certain habits or automations so that, you know, you're growing consistently. And listen, here's the other piece to this. You've got to track it. You need to know how many people are you inviting, or how many people rather are requesting to join on a weekly basis, a monthly basis, and keep track of it. When you keep track of it and you keep your eyes on that prize, it will grow because it'll be in the top of your mind. It'll be in the forefront of your mind. So if the numbers dip, you're going to say, oh, I got to put a little more energy into this. And then you will. That's really important. And I guess the point of this message today is simply put a process behind this. Don't look at this as like, I'm going to put a big burst of energy. I'm going to grow. Look, my group grew by 100 people. Woohoo. And then you're burnt out because it was exhausting, or you can't nurture the group. You're building systems. Your business will be successful when you have systems in place that consistently grow.
All right, my dear friends, I appreciate you tuning in today. As always, be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. Until next time, bye for now.